بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. We will explain a few verses from the surah which is known as Suratul Furqan. Furqan was revealed in surah in Makkah Mukarramah. This was a time when Dhulma was more than the Noor, darkness was more than light. It was in a time when Islam was not on its high with regards to military strength, ghalba, physical domination. Spirituality, Islam has always been on the high. But with regards to material might, Allah Tawarukala has made this world a world of exam. It goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. And in both times, the exam is always there. We are seeing the exam when it is down. There was an exam, sometimes a bigger exam when it's up. The surah was revealed in Makkah Mukarramah at a time when darkness was all over. And in that darkness now you're trying to have a small group of people who want to create light. The amazing thing of the haqq, the truth, light, is that when Allah Tawarukala desires, light spreads everywhere. But in the beginning days, it doesn't seem like it's going to spread anywhere. Furqan refers to Quran. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ. The beginning of the surah speaks about two things. One is Allah, Tabaraka. Tabaraka means full of, we normally say Baraka. When someone asks what does Baraka mean? Baraka means it just gets more and more and more. It gets better and better. That's Baraka. It says Allah give me Baraka in my sustenance. It means the sustenance must always give better, better, better results. It must not get worse, worse, worse. Tabaraka has the meaning to climb. Anything that climbs is called Tabaraka. Allah Tabarakala says, Tabaraka Alladhi. Almighty Allah is that being. That Almighty Allah is on heights and Allah never comes down. Thereafter the second is Nazzal al-Furqan. He has sent to you this Quran. But here he did not call it Quran, he called it Furqan. Furqan from the word Farq. Farq means that which is a division, that which will make the barrier between truth and falsehood, between darkness and light. Irrespective of who is more wealthy, who is less, who is more stronger, who is less, more handsome, less, it makes no difference. The truth will be on one side, falsehood will be on the other. Allah Tawarukala said, the thing that shows what's true and what's not true is this Quran. And the third is ala abdihi. It was sent to the slave of Allah. The greatest slave of Almighty Allah that ever the world saw was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the surah starts with three. Tabaraka, that Allah is full of barakah. As for this Quran is Furqan. No matter what your condition is, it will show you what the truth is. Whether Islam is at a low stage in material might, whether Islam is on its heights. When Islam is on a low stage, this Quran will not allow you to become despondent. It will not allow you to fall into doubts. It will never allow you to say, so where's the help of Allah? This Quran will not. Because this Quran will carry on speaking about the different Anbiya and to see how they also went through difficulties. But at the ending, whether it was after 950 years, at the ending when the decision of Allah was made, the whole world knows who was on the truth and who had to drown in the water. And the third is, this Quran is for the one who got the quality of being the slave of Allah. So at the end of the surah, and that is what is called Husne Ibtida, a beautiful beginning, and then it comes a beautiful end. The surah ends in the beginning of the 19 juz. That's what we are going to discuss now. Again, Allah Tawarukala starts the last ruku with what he started at the beginning of the surah. Tabaraka alladhi. That full of barakah is that Allah. It started like this, it will end. Ja'ala fis sama'i buruja, wa ja'ala fiha siraja, wa qamaran munira. What the ruku is going to explain is, that if you are ready to become the true slave of Allah, then it comes man tawadha'a lillah, whoever is ready to humble himself for Allah, to be a slave, Allah Tawarukala will elevate him to the heavens. So Allah Tawarukala starts this ruku not speaking about man, speaking about something besides man. He says, look in the sky which is so dark, especially at night. But when you will look at the sky, you won't see the darkness. You will see Ja'ala fis sama'i buruj, huge stars which shine in the darkness. And the darkness cannot wipe out. Have you seen those stars? Those stars are an indication that Allah has not made this world such that the whole world will be filled with light. Almighty Allah already explained, وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Majority in this world will be transgressors. The majority who will not go to Jannah. But will the people of evil ever be able to wipe out the people of good? This verse says, look at the sky. No matter how dark it will be, the star will remain a star. جَعَلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا سِرَاج. And then sometimes Allah says, did you not see how I made the sun? But when the sun shows itself, even darkness wants to disappear. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in Medina Munawwara, then it wasn't the dark days of Makkah Mukarrama. Now the light started spreading. He would say, a time will come where every house, this haqq, this truth will enter. Whether the people want it, they don't want it, light will spread. Allah says, I made the sun. And when the sun rises, darkness runs. There were days when darkness did run. Islam had reached heights. Allah Tawarukala makes it, the sun sets, the sun rises again. But even when the sun sets, the star will always be. وَقَمَرًا مُنِيرًا. Sometimes you will see the full moon. And the moon, when it shines on a full moon, it acts like it doesn't even bother about the darkness. Doesn't bother. As though the darkness gets irritated, you're spoiling my darkness. The people of Quran spoil the darkness of the world of kufr. The people of Quran comes in the ahadith, when Quran is read in a house, when Quran is read in a masjid, it shines onto the heavens like the stars shine onto the people of the earth. Which means a light goes flying up. We maybe don't see that light, but it really irritates the jinnat. And it makes the angels of Almighty Allah so happy. That this world is not dark. The world is not dark. It's a dark world. But in a dark world, you'll always see light. It's natural. You look in the sky, you won't see the darkness, you'll see the moon. You'll see the moon. How the moon shines to us, the people of Quran shine there. Allah make us all people of Quran. All. But what makes the person shine? Two qualities. One is, he has to have Quran, and he has to be a slave. Two. نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَان Ala Abdi. He has to have Quran and he has to be a slave. If he got Quran but it never created the quality of slavery in him, then that Quran is not going to make him shine. And if he is a slave with no Quran, he's still not going to shine. He will need Quran and he will need the quality of slavery. This is Quran. As for the quality of slavery, Allah Tabarakallah now speaks. Wa ibadur Rahman. I will now describe to you who are my slaves. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ. As for the slaves of Rahman, they are those, and as we will translate it now, each one is to say to me and you, become that slave. Become that slave. We entered a world when we grew up that to be the boss meant everything. To bounce was a big thing. I don't know if boys still bounce nowadays. When we were small in school, there used to be the bounce walk. That you bang up, you bang up, you bang up. It was the walk. Everything had to be. If you were a skipper, the boss. Boss is my skipper. Boss. I am the boss. You play a game also. Games are allowed for physical activity, that's all. It doesn't make you great. But when we were taught games, it made you great. You score a goal. You run around the whole pitch like you're Superman. But the next day you lost and then you're dead man. Dead man. Now you're crying. I lost. Say, where's Superman now? I never know Superman gets defeated tomorrow. But when you bowl the guy out, you lift up your hands. It's me, I did it. And if you could do it, you'll do it every day. Do it every day. All those people who were superstars, no longer their star remains. Ask them, what happened to the star? They're in the grave, dark. Superstar went away. Finish. All those people who were the best of the game, few years down the line, they can't even play the game. The back started paining, the leg broke. Said, when you lifted up your hand, it's I did, where's I? But me and you, now they were not blessed with Quran. So they were not going to understand, you got Quran, you only need one more quality and you shine. You don't need to lift up your hands, you're already in the sky. You will make the whole world bright. You got Quran, you only need one quality, abd, to be a slave. But to lift up your hands is not a slave. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is eating, villagers came. Villagers were low people. يَرْضَوْنَ بِالْيَسِيرِ They would be happy with little bit. They'll give him a little bread and say, go away. But the villager came. There was no place on the dasturkhan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam squeezed himself. A king to squeeze himself. Another man who was an influential man said, what is this? Do you sit like a slave? Because you squeeze yourself. They come, come, come. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am the slave. I am the slave. I eat like a slave. I drink like a slave. I am the slave. He was a slave. The greatest of the slaves of Allah, who the world had ever seen, blessed with the greatest of kitabs, made him a light that made the world shine and continues to shine. Quran, Allah gave it to us. Me and you need to get the quality of being the slave. Quality number one. الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا When they walk on the earth, they walk in a very humble manner. There is no bounce. There is no attitude that there is no one like me. Rather, everyone is better than me. I am but the slave of my Allah. If my king is happy with me, it is his kindness. And if he's angry with me, he got the full right to be. I am a slave. When I do something right and my master gets happy, I say, it is your kindness you managed to get me to do it right. And when I fail and I fall, then I lift up my hands and say, I'm only a slave, I'll try again. وَلَكَ الْعُتْبَى حَتَّى تَرْضَى I will continue trying until you become happy, O my master. That's a slave. The talk of a slave is never ever, you saw what I did. The talk of a slave is with the eye when he cries, with the head when he goes in sajda. That is the talk. The greatest of slaves the world ever saw, he entered Makkah Mukarramah as a conqueror. His head was on the back of the animal in sajda. A slave entered. A slave conquered. A slave has conquered. Everything, is the master happy or not? It starts off, our walk will show how much of slavery is in us. يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا In life, there will always be people who will irritate you. Always. But the slave will not have time to worry about them. The slave will just say that, you know, I'm sorry. Peace. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا During the day, he will be doing fantastic works. Fantastic works. People will be running to him. Say, make dua for us. Make dua. Wow, this is what you did. Hazrat Maulana Qamaruzzaman Sahib Allahabadi is about 92 years old. Allah Tawarukala gave us the chance recently to spend a good amount of days with him. Very old. Every town he goes, now he can't even speak. His memory is weak. He could be repeating the same 5-minute bayan in every place. But whenever he repeats it, everyone is like just quiet. And as soon as he finished, everyone is running to take bayat. The Shaykhul Hadithas, the big ulama. We reached Darul Uloom Deoband, the main Shaykhul Hadith of Darul Uloom Deoband asked, where you all came from? Said, Hazrat Maulana Qamaruzzaman, He said, wahi ek peer baki reh gaye. That one peer left in the world, one peer. So when we went back, I told him, you know, he said, this ek peer ye baki. While awake, even when sleeping, he used to have one sentence on his tongue. Kabul kar le to samjhe ke hum bhi mukhlis. That my friends, only when my eyes close and my Allah says I have accepted it, then I will know and you will know I was sincere in my mission. Until that time, everyone will say, Allah has given qabooliyat. But how do I know? Qabool, karle. When I close my eyes and he says he accepted, then I understand I was sincere. Otherwise, I thought I was sincere. Kiye pesh dilo ja ke humne nazrane. He said, from my side, I did what I could do. I gave my life for Allah. I did what I could do. But whether it's accepted and whether I was sincere, he says, when he accepts it, then I will know I was sincere. Until that time, the world can praise me. But when I am alone, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ بَاتَ يَبِيتُ means to spend the night. Those who spend the night with the Allah. Sometimes in sajda and sometimes standing. يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهْنَمْ. And the wording is, O Allah, will you in your kindness turn away the punishment of Jahannam from me? Which man is saying this? The man who whole day walked how you're supposed to walk, talked how you're supposed to talk, meaning he did during the day what the slave's supposed to do, but still at night he was not sure I did it right. Still at night. So not even saying, Allah, accept from me. You say, Allah, in your kindness, don't punish. Don't punish. This is a slave. Where you get slaves like this? This was the slavery of Rasulullah. When you will read his du'as at night, that collection of munajat and maqbool, you will only see slavery. Only slavery. Only slavery. Abduk wabnu abdik wabnu amatik, I'm your slave. The son of your slave. The son of your female slave. Nasiyati biyadik, my forelocks are in your hand. Madin fiya hukmuk, as you decide, that what happens with me. That I am weak, you are strong. In takilli ila nafsi, if you hand me over to myself, takilli ila du'f wa dhamb wa khatiya, you will only see me making mistakes. Who is saying this? The greatest slave that the world had ever seen. This was his slavery. This was his slavery. It is when a slave will hold this Quran, then the moon, the sun, the stars will shine. It will shine. Allah Tabarakala make every one of us. It's not only an alim that can be the shan. It is not only a hafiz who can be. Anyone who is ready to be the slave of Allah and ready to take Quran in his hand. The rest Allah does because Tabaraka. Full of barakah is Allah. They say, but that man got no ability, he can't even talk. He says, those sahaba radiallahu anhum who made the world shine, some of them could not talk. Some of them could not. They were quiet. They were not the best of bayan givers. Simple people. Umar radiallahu anhu's father said to him, you cannot even look after the animals. But he became the slave and he picked up Quran. And Allah did the rest. Tabaraka, full of barakah is Allah. Then came the time where one Umar became the son in the world. Then one day he said, if my father could see me today, forget looking after a couple of goats. Most of the world I'm looking after. But how? Allah, Quran, and slavery. Allah, Quran, and slavery. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. So one is how you will walk. One is how you will talk. Talk like a slave. Walk like a slave. In slavery there is honor. Talk like a slave, walk like a slave. And the exam is not only in front of your friends, remember that. The biggest exam is in front of the wife. Sometimes the wife also talks funny things. So then you want to get irritated, then you just read this verse nicely with tajweed. وَالَّذِينَ وَإِذَا فَعْطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ
Salah. What tajweed it is. Say, what you said? You need a smile. Say, I'm the slave. I am the slave. After that, if she knows Arabic, then you got a problem. Then you rather say quiet. If she doesn't know Arabic, then you okay. She doesn't know Arabic. Now when it comes to spending, because you are slaves of Allah, you do not become the slave of your nafs, neither the slave of money. The slave of nafs is israf. That when you spend, you waste. Because what I want is different from what I need. A person who buys what he needs will never be taken to task. A person who buys whatever he wants. My daughter is getting married. I'll show that other family what I can do. You show. What do you want to show? You're supposed to be getting dua at the moment. Who do you want to show? You're making israf. We mentioned this one place we're having a walima. That amount you're spending, you can feed a whole village in another country. So the one boy asked, true? I said, it's true. He said, where? I said, I'll give you a number in Malawi. He phoned them. In that whole place, they had two meals for the amount he spent for one meal. To split 100 people here and to feed a whole village there. But the 100 people who you will feed here, maybe 5 of them will make dua for you. And the remaining 95 will say that, you know, but the food never come out so grand. Why? Because they came there not hungry. They had breakfast before they ate lunch. Had they come hungry, even dal would have been good. But they ate, so what they came for? You think dua comes out. What I saw is only burps come out. Only burps come out. This was nice. But when you give in that village, when you give in that village, you see the whole village coming who had no food. For them, once a year, they might see this food. When we went one time on a distribution in Malawi, they were giving oil. I said, 1 liter of oil? What's 1 liter of oil going to do? He said, they'll use it for Eid meal. Because during the year, the food that they make is from this plant. It doesn't get oil. It's like a dry thing. But when they get oil, they put oil in the food. It becomes like something. Now, it's an Eid dish. 1 liter of oil. 1 liter of oil. Then you understand when that person gets a meal, that du'as will come out from before the meal, after the meal. The purpose of the walima was to get the du'as of somebody. But when israf comes, when you become a slave of your nafs, then you just waste. I want this, I want that, I want that. I'm going shopping, why? Because it's Saturday, it's shopping day. Shopping day, like, the day called shopping day. You're supposed to shop when you need something. No, I go because I want something. You just have to buy something. Why you have to buy it? Many a time we mentioned this. The alim went for a woman's program. It was a small town. They even told him the woman crowd is less because the town is small. But as you enter, then you enter and it wasn't me, I'm just telling, I'm narrating what happened. It never happened with me, like, I would never get so bad, like. You enter, you see, like, cloth shoes, then you have to go, the woman at this side, you go. So later on, he told his family, like, the crowd was big, man. She said, no, it was those few old aunties who pitched up. She said, but when I entered, there were so many shoes. He said, all that's the auntie shoes. Auntie of the house, all are her shoes. One auntie, so many shoes. So not 30 aunties came, one auntie with 30 shoes. One auntie. Why? Because this dress needs a new shoe. That dress needs a new shoe. What happens when the man becomes like the woman? I got this jubba and I got a matching scarf. Now I got a matching pen and a matching shoe. Matching shoe. You enter the house, you see a closet, you see another closet, another closet. You see machines opening up the closets. I tell him it's like a library this year. You need to check up on your computer, where is this jubba? See, it's marked on that shelf. So much. You say, you never entered into the house of Nubuwa. And you entered into the house of Nubuwa, that was the mark of a slave. That he wore what he needed. Because I'm the slave, I can wear, Allah allowed me. But if my Allah says, you're my slave and you're wasting. You're my slave and you're wasting. What kind of slave are you? You're behaving like a king. Allah Tabarakala says, they don't waste. وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا They're not the slave of their inside, their nafs. Whatever I want, I'll take. Whatever I want. I got the money. Whatever I want, I'll get. No one can stop me. Say, no. I am the slave of my Allah. If I need it, I'll take it. But if I want it, but I don't need it, I'll rather use it somewhere else. Then I am not the slave of money. On the other side, you get the man who's the slave of the gold coin, slave of the pound, slave of the dollar. I found a man who's a slave of a kwacha. I don't know if you know what a kwacha is. Kwacha got no value. No value. But he's the slave. When he's giving the kwacha, he looks at it like three times. Like, my heart is coming out. Must I not? Okay, okay. Allah will take back. Allah Ta'ala says, you're not the slave of money. When you have to give also, you're not stingy. Your family needs something, you don't look 100 times at the price. Can I get it cheaper here? Can I get it cheaper? Now you got the money, buy the thing. Buy the thing. Later on you come back, it was 50 pounds cheaper there. Now you bought it already. One man made 50 pounds as his sustenance. Leave it now. The whole night, why I never saw that sale? Why I never saw that sale? Say, Allah gave it to you. Did you become poor? You never become poor. Let it go now. But you will see man, his heart rate moves with his money. As the card goes, the cash goes. Nowadays you don't even see cash in anyone's wallet. People are very happy because they see any poor man. They say, you know, I wanted to give you. Sorry, no cash. Amazing, I saw it. That the poor man pulled out the card machine. He says, I'm ready for you. He also knows how to make his money. He pulled it out. No one wants to give. You're a slave of money, you won't spend. You're a slave of your nafs, you will waste. Allah Tabarakah says, my slave is not the slave of money, and he's not the slave of his nafs, he's my slave. Allah make me and you his slave. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرًا They are those who will not ever call. Call normally in Quran means to worship. And worship means to be a slave. Those who will never be a slave with Allah to anything else. They are Allah's and they're nobody else's slave. They are Allah's and they're no one else's. If I translated they worship none but Allah, we all say we worship none but. If I translated they call unto none but Allah, we all say, we only say Allah, Allah. The word da'a in Quran means ya'budun. Abada ya'budu. And abada, we normally we translate ibadah. When you hear the word ibadah, people think of worship. Say, I only worship Allah. Ibadah comes from abd, slavery. Those who are not ready to be the slave of anyone but Allah. Not ready to be the slave of anyone but Allah. If a system is put over me, they grab my life, my business. My whole life is now centered on a few digits. And easily we might see that era where our life becomes stuck to digits. In that era, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a time will come where besides the gold coin and the silver coin, nothing will help man. Nothing will help man, meaning if you linked with the digits, normally I finish in 20 minutes, so the need to drink doesn't come. This masjid said, we won't call you if we don't go more than 20 minutes. Nice masjid, mashallah. Normally it's the other way around, isn't it? So if I say, only woman I found who asked, the bayan must be longer, but I found this masjid also, some of them. But like woman, as I said. Why woman asked for the bayan to be longer? I never understood it. That's why now my family always tell me, please give a long bayan. Because I went one place and I gave a normal bayan. I like short bayans. Work gets done and you're gone. But then my friend said the woman were upset. I said, what do you mean upset? Then he explained the secret. He said it takes our wives 20 to 30 minutes to get ready to come for the bayan. They just entered and I see she coming back home. So much makeup, so much. Came over. What we made preparations for? Like they got so ready, like they're going for an excursion. So that's why women like long. Normally men, we like it short. Because ruku is a little bit long to become the slave of Allah, so we need another 5 minutes. We are not the slave of anyone but Allah. So if ever the day comes where we get stuck to a jizya, the narration mentioned, besides the gold and the silver coin, nothing will help them. Meaning if he's able to take his couple of coins in his pocket and walk, he says his family, it will pull us for a few months, we walk. Why? Because I'm not ready to lose myself for anyone but Allah. I am a slave. I enjoy the comfort of the house, but I remain the slave in the house. Slave of Allah. I never became the slave of comfort. I never became the slave of the house. As long as my master allowed me to be in the house, I was in the house. And if ever a day comes when it's hard to be in the house, then I have to ask, do I walk? Don't I walk? Allah Tabarakah says, they are not a slave of anyone but me. Allah make us all in His name. Only His name. This is the meaning of Iyyaka Na'budu. We always translated, only You we worship. Problem is, I saw people misunderstood the meaning of worship. When you say, only You we worship, yes. Who else do I worship? I'm not an idol worship. So I have to retranslate. Only You am I the slave of. Only You am I the slave of. Ta'isa abdu dinar. Nabi Rasulullah said, the one who became the slave to the gold coin, ta'isa, he's gone upside down. May he be spoiled. May he be spoiled. If he gets pricked, may the pun not come out of him. Allah's Nabi said that. That what was created for me, gold was created for me, I became its slave. The car was created for me, I became its slave. How? You see, a king and a slave. The slave gets sick. He comes in front of the king. He says, what happened to you yesterday? Master, I was sick. So, okay, you're better now. Not so better. Okay, take off 2 more days. Make sure you get better. Who said? The slave is dead. As for the king is angry a little bit. Every time he gets sick, the slave, what's wrong with him? Slave is worried, I better get better. Now the opposite. When the master becomes the slave and the slave becomes the master. Now the slave is missing. Now the master is crying. Now the slave has to tell the master, don't worry, I'll get better after a few days. Please get better, I need you. I can't manage without you. Someone will be sitting there, the queen will say, amazing, you became like the slave. He's the king. A king doesn't cry for the slave. The slave cries for the king. Now me and you. Am I the slave of the pound and dollar? Or is the dollar and the pound my slave? When the dollar and pound go up or down, does it make me happy or sad? Or am I making it happy or sad? If it doesn't affect my heartbeat, then I am the king and it's the slave. But if its fluctuation gives me fluctuation, then I have become the slave and it's the king. Said, may if that man get pricked, may no one pull out the thorn. That he went upside down. He became the slave. I bought a wonderful car. There's nothing wrong. Comfort is nothing wrong. As long as I need it, not I want it. But to become the slave of it. How I became the slave. Now at night, I'm supposed to sleep and the car supposed to wait. But the car is sleeping and I'm always looking outside the window. No one's scratching my car. I'm not sleeping. Now you say, I became the slave. That's the king. It's relaxing there and I'm up, down, say, I'll give away tomorrow. Buy one small car and sleep nicely. Don't ever become the slave of this world. Be the slave of one Allah. Iyaka na'budu. This Iyaka na'budu, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib taught us so well. He said, Allah does not like da'wah. Da'wah is a claim. Allah loves du'a. Du'a is a prayer. Iyaka na'budu. Don't make it like a claim. Oh Allah, only you do we worship. Oh Allah, only you am I the slave of. Make it as a dua. Oh Allah, let it be that I am only your slave. Iyaka na'budu. Wa iyaka nasta'in. And let it be that I seek help from only you. He said, when it's a claim, you'll have to live up to your claim. When it's a dua, Allah will accept the dua. When it's a claim, you'll have to live up to the claim. It's not easy to live up to claims. May Allah make us all His slaves.
وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. The slave of Allah is the one where he knows things are based on batil. Based on batil. There is no truth in it. There is nothing in it. They even call it, I forgot the word now, you get fiction and non-fiction. I think fiction means a lie, isn't it? Fiction. Nearly every movie is fiction. Every movie. Novels are fiction. Everyone knows it's not true. But they'll watch it and they'll cry when watching it. They'll cry. Someone died there who was the hero. That whole day they're miserable. What you miserable about? He died. Who died? That guy died 100 years ago. See, but the movie only happened now. Based on a true story. The true guy died. This guy is alive still. That guy might meet you and say, why are you crying? Say, you died. Say, you died. Allah Ta'ala says, they don't go into things that make no sense. They know it's a lie. La yashhadun. They are not there. You will not find them living in a lie. Letting their emotions be affected by lies where they know it's a lie, but they're still there. Quran will make me and you come out of this world of entertainment. Nothing else can take us out. It's an addiction, this Hollywood, Bollywood. It's created from the word holy, like holy. Wood, like a wand. A holy wand means the wand of the magician. That he will make magic and stars. And as he throws his magic on the whole world, he puts the world in a trance. That our only thought is what's happening next week. It's a sequel, I don't know what you'll call it, like series or soap or whatever. So this week he just got stuck. Now whole week I'm waiting to see what happens next week. Will he love? Will he die? She love? She die? Say, just read the story today, you know the whole story. I can tell you who's going to love and die. Say, no. You have to watch it to understand it. Whole week. Sometimes the man in his salah is making dua, the guy mustn't die. A movie it is. But his whole mind is Allah Ta'ala. Only Quran takes you out of addiction. You will have to read this verse and read this verse. That my slave, la yashadun azur. You will not find him attending places which are not true. He's not there. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ. And then you will get those things which are true, but they are not beneficial. They are true. They are not beneficial. This is a hard one to say. Hard one. The cricket match is carrying on. It's true. Unless they already the people bribe them to lose the match, that also happens. But most of the time it's true. Most of the time. So the match is on, it's true. But it is love. It is love. At the end of the match, there's no benefit. Yes, the guy who ran and the guy who hit, at least he got some exercise. But for the one who watched, he is more tired after the match. If they won, he's worried about if they lose next week. So he's still not happy. And if they lost, he's sad until next week. So you ask him, what you got out of it? No happiness, only sadness. He doesn't get happy. In this world of sports, I never saw anyone happy. Only the one who plays the game because he gets money. The one who watches, he pays for the match. And he comes out with nothing. If his team wins, he feels happy. But he's worried they mustn't lose in 3 days. Game over. What happens? And if they lose, all the money wasted. All the money. Life will carry on. So first Allah Ta'ala said, that which you know is a lie, my slave won't be there. And that which is true, but there's no benefit in it. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. When they will pass by something which has no benefit, they keep their honor and they walk past. This is a slave. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. And now when he is reminded of the ayat of his Rabb, meaning whenever Quran is read in front of him, لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّوا وَأُمْيَانًا. He does not fall in front of Quran like a blind and a deaf man. Meaning it's not read and he doesn't understand. He
He pays his attention. What is being said? This is a slave of Allah. Why? Imagine you are my slave. Forget slave, you are my worker. Even if you're not a bad, low worker, you're a good paying worker, I'll pay you 20,000 a month. You're a good worker. Slave doesn't get paid. But even a good worker can only be a worker when the boss says something, he understands it, and then he does it. That's a worker. But what happens if the boss says, Ahmed, and you come running? And then the boss speaks, but you don't understand his language. So you are now in front of the boss, dumb, blind. Meaning, not dumb, deaf and blind. So the boss saying, go open up that vault to take out the money. And you're smiling at the boss. I love you. I love you. The boss says, you understand what I'm saying? I love you. I love you. This, now although I said it as a joke, I want me and you to feel the pinch. Years and years we have passed being the slave of Allah. But we never ever took out the time to understand what my Allah wants from me. This Quran is in Arabic. And I say it wherever I go. May Allah make the revolution that it is not for the ulama only to understand Quran. It is for every slave. You cannot fall in front of the signs of the ayat of our Rabb. Yes. Because it's not an answer where the boss, the worker says to the boss, you know, me, I don't know English. I learned French in school. He said, why you came to work for me then? Go learn the language. Go learn the language. This is a miracle of Allah. But to relate with this miracle, you'll have to get the language. If you can't get it on the heights of his eloquence, get it at the lowest level, but get it. And I promise you, it is not hard. We created ourselves in South Africa. It caused so many people, doctors, accountants. They came, they sat a few days in the week. They started understanding. They said, in my life I read Quran as a hafiz. I wished I could understand it. Now I'm understanding this Quran. You don't have to understand it like the great Allama Kashmiri. Understand it like a normal slave. The word walladina will pass in Quran so many times. You'll have to learn it one time, it means, and those who. Whenever it will come, you'll understand what it means. There are certain words that will repeat themselves. You'll have to just have someone. It might take 1 year. 1 hour a day. 4 times a week is what we teach it. 4 times a week, 1 hour. In 1 year, we saw the results. Young, the old. Someone asked, who will come to the classes? They say, in this country, everyone is busy with education. So I gave the answer, no problem. Then target the old uncle who's finished his education. Target the old auntie who's sitting at home and watching the soaps and the operas. Tell her, you got nothing to do. I visited a friend the other day, he's not well. Allah give him full shifa. But he's not well, a sickness grabbed him, he can't walk. So he sits at home on the computer and he does work. I said to him, you must learn this course from me. Because once you learn it, your work will never ever strengthen your mind. And you're not well. But Quran, the more you will learn Quran and Hadith. I said, I want you to learn it because after you learn little Quran, I'll teach you a Hadith. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, نَدَّرَ اللَّهُ إِمْرَانِ. Allah keep that man fresh who will hear my Hadith. He will try to retain it. He will try to give it to others. I said, you are sick. You want the dua of Nubuwa for Shifa. Start learning the ahadith. Start. I said, nobody else can sit and enjoy life except the one who learns Quran and Sunnah. You see the Shaykhul Hadith in the madrasa. He just sits. Whole day he sits. But as he says, وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, every day he gets more younger. He sits. No exercise. Whole day he's sitting. From the morning till the evening. But he's just getting more and more lush. More and more lush. The world will say, you must exercise. He's not exercising. Because he said, I'm blessed with the dua of Nubuwa. I want all of you all to be part. The slave of Rahman says, I need to know what my master says. I need to know. I can't be deaf in front of him. Allah create here in this town, in this country, in every masjid. An alim stands up, he says to the people, I got a cause, you want to learn it? You got free time, I got free time, little time. And in little time, we call it tarbiyah through Quran. Let us nurture our minds and our hearts through the beautiful meanings of Quran. We are the slave of Rahman, we must know what our master wants. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. The final quality of the slave is that he wants to be the slave of Rahman and he wants everyone around him to also be the slave of Rahman. Understand this. When you really the slave of a master, there was the Ottoman Empire. I studied the Ottoman Empire in detail. One day I spoke to someone about the Ottoman Empire. He said, I know more about it than you. I was Ertugrul. I was like, shocked. I said, what's that? He started telling me things. I went quiet. Later on, I go check up. Is it really true? I saw 90% is a lie. 90%. But he was giving me so much like facts. Like he studied it. But in studying the Ottoman Empire, I noticed one thing. The one who was under the Ottoman leader, not only he gave his life for the leader, he made wasiyat to his children that they must also give their life. You know how that is. Oh my son, serve him how your father served. If your father dies for him, don't cry over your father, immediately start serving. That slavery they had to their master was for deen. Sahaba radiallahu anhu were like that. If they had to make a wasiya before passing away, it's not, oh my son, look after your mother. It was, oh my son, look after the Rasul of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A slave wants everyone around him to also be the slave. So when you got a son, first thing you got a beautiful daughter, beautiful son. In this world, people who slaves of the world will look at the son and say, Allah make him an engineer. Allah make him a doctor. One man said, Allah put him in the business with me. He said, Allah put him in the business. A Jamaat met me the first, amongst the first times I came to England. A Jamaat met me in one of the masjids in Southall, an Arab Jamaat. At that time I was very like staunch on the Surah Kahf. So I sat with them, I explained to them Surah Kahf. They said, Wallah, ما سمعنا بهذا أبدا. We never heard something less. I said, my friend, a few years ago, I also never heard something. I read it the other day also. You the first, I'm like the second leg. You all heard it. Then he started speaking. He said, let me tell you something. It's like amazing. He said, we were in one place because I spoke to them. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا إِن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Don't ever say that tomorrow we'll do this. I said, always say if Allah wishes. So we were mentioning something. He said, come, let me give you one qissa, one waqiyah. We went to one person, shoe shop. So in the shoe shop of his, after they gave him tashkil, they told him, that give your name. Say inshallah. Say inshallah. One day Allah will take you out. You make the intention, it's like you plant the seed. It might happen after 20 years, one day. So he said, when they said that, that man said, Inna lillah. Inshallah. It's the wrong word here. I said, no, not inna, inna sha'Allah. So he said, no, like, I just remembered now. So what had happened with this man? He spent so much of money on his child. He made his child an engineer wherever he sent him. But now when his child completed his course, he wasn't getting a job. For so long, he was just sitting, waiting for a job. Finally, the mother got fed up with him at home and told the father, take him to your business. Now, his business is shoes, fixing up shoes. So, although he was making good money to send his son to become an engineer, but he never wanted to go fix shoes. So, he was like upset every day seeing his son there. You are engineer. But when this man said, plant the seed now, one day you'll see it. He remembered when his son was born. First thing when they told him it's a boy, he says, Allah put him with me in the business. One day when I get old, he'll run my business. You said it. You can send him to China to become an engineer. You planted the seed, he will fix shoes till he dies. You made your son the shoeman. You made him. Why? Because the man was a slave of the world. When we will see our children, we will say, Allah, make my child Abdullah. Make my daughter Amatullah. Make my wife Abdul Rahman. Amatul Rahman. The slave of Rahman. The female slave of everything must be Allah yours. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ The slave of Rahman is the one who makes dua every day. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ Let our wives and our children be the coolness of our eyes. Now that part everyone knows. Qadas. That part everyone knows. I'm going to now explain to you what this means. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا How do they become the coolness of my eye? They become the coolness of my eye when I find them to be muttaqeen. Conscious of you only, Allah, and you make me the imam over this. Let me explain this again. قُرَّةَ أَعْيُن for me and you, coolness of my eye means my son must get wealthy. He must get a pretty girl as his wife. She must be obedient in the house. She must make lovely donuts and cakes. You say, wow, Allah made them the coolness of my eye. You say, the coolness of the eye of the slave of Rahman means that when you found them being the slave of Rahman. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا That let them be muttaqi, Allah. That's the coolness of my eye. And let me be the imam of the muttaqi. This is a slave. That I want my wife to be Allah's. I want my daughter to be Allah's. I want my son to be Allah's. Everyone to be Allah's. That is a slave. Nothing must be mine. Nothing must be mine. But the child is born. Mother and father are fighting. Who you love more? Who you love more? Both must say you love only Allah. Then us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, someone said, Allah wa Rasulullah. He said, no, Allah, thumma Rasulullah. Even keep the Rasul of Allah at a distance. Allah is Allah. He said, thumma Rasulullah. First thing when the child is born, the father gives the adhan. Allahu Akbar to the child in the ear. Gives in the adhan ear, iqamah. Allahu Akbar, meaning it's only Allah, only Allah, only Allah. Then he takes the child home, he says, Abba, Abba, Abba. Where only Allah? First word my child must say, Allah, qurrata a'yun. First thing I see is in sajda, qurrata a'yun. I found a very wealthy man. His child said, I want to go study the deen of Allah. He said, then I'll wipe you out of my entire life. I met the boy in a place. So happy you here. Smile. Later on someone is telling me he's collecting zakat. His father is a billionaire. Father wiped him out. Why? He wanted to go study the deen of Allah, but the father wanted something else. That father was not the slave of Rahman. Allah make him the slave. Had he been the slave, he would have been happy that his slave son becomes the slave. And he would have given his heart to make him. He says, your father earned enough. I all earned all of this so you could be the slave of Rahman. Now go. Become the slave of Rahman. This is, make them the coolness of my eyes. How? That I find every one of them to be conscious of you, O Allah. And I am the imam of those who are conscious. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا When may Allah make us all the slaves. When we will become the slaves. أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا غُرْفَ normally means when you go to this hotels, there is something called that last floor. There's a certain name from it. That floor. Huh? The penthouse. The penthouse. That last one. Allah Tawarakullah says, I have reserved that top floor. Why? Because you remained as the slave down. You held on to Quran. You now became like the stars in the sky. You became. يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا Now the angels will just be making salam. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا Forever and ever you will now recite. May Allah make us all. حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرُّ وَمُقَامًا What a wonderful place to now come and relax. What a wonderful place to come to live forever. May Allah Tabarakala make me and you His true slave. May Allah Tabarakala allow Al-Furqan, Al-Quran to enter into our hands, our minds, our hearts. Understand Quran, live for Quran, die for Quran. And Tabaraka, may Allah Tabarakala show every one of us the quality of the Dhat of Allah, full of Barakah. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.